Coming up next here on Phoenix, I am joined in the studio by Stereolite. First up, it would be wrong really not to play their brand new single, What Are You Doing It For?
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Intoxicating, her evil smile in auburn hair, but I was tired of waiting. I was flying high, she shot me down while my mind was way up there. Her words magnetic to the point, just like she don't care. I got these ideas.
Sound of Stereolite here on Curples on Phoenix FM, and that track was of course their single What Are You Doing It For. And Stereolite join me in the studio now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
My goodness, you're all very quiet. Let me see if I can just turn you off a bit. Oops. Right, yeah, that should do the trick. Right, welcome to Phoenix FM. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Jess and I play the drums.
I'm Josh, I'm the bass guitarist.
My name's Tom, I'm guitar and backing vocals.
And I'm James, lead guitar and lead vocals.
Rightio, good to have you all with us. And you're a bit hot off the press because, of course, last night you played your very first gig.
Yeah, at the Railway Hotel in Southend.
Rightio. So I think it's fair to say that you're on a bit of a roll at the moment, aren't you? Good stuff. Well, first things first, where did we get you all from?
Well, I'm from Rayleigh. Tom?
I'm from a little town called Pitsy.
Me and Jess are both from Thundersley, which, you know, we're all in the South End sort of area, which is quite a while away from here.
I'm a little bit pushed out, I see.
Rightio. Well, certainly doing well for yourself. Obviously, you played your first gig last night. But how long have you been going? How long's been the build up to that?
Well, we've been kind of going since around 4 or 5 months ago, and it all started. I came out of a band that I was in, and I went on joinmyband.com, and Josh replied. Met up at Starbucks, and I brought Tom along because we didn't really have another guitarist, and we thought we'd need one, so we came along. We kind of clicked.
We already knew each other.
Yeah, we already knew each other, and so we went to a practice. Didn't have a drummer, and so we just kind of out of the blue just thought, oh, we know a drummer. Let's call her. So she showed up, and it just kind of worked. So we've been together like that ever since. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It was a bit chancy the way we met, but
I like that.
I like that word,
chancy.
I've never used it before. I will start using it more often now.
Yes, I think I might well do the same. Well, shall we listen to you being a bit chancy? Or actually, you're probably not that chancy, really, because you know how to play the song and all that.
I think I do.
Yes.
It might be a bit awkward if we don't.
I know, I've kind of built you up a bit now. No pressure. Okay. What track are you going to do for us first?
It's a original song that we wrote called Time. And we performed it last night, and everyone seemed to like it, so we thought, hey, might as well do it here. Why not?
Good thinking there, sir. Right. Well, what's left for me to say except take it away.
Thank you.
Stereo Light here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Time left, we need to leave right now before the curtain closes and we're forced to take a bow. And I know you are weary, and no matter how hard I try, wish there was a way to stop you from closing your eyes. And so we'll run away. She turned to my face and said, I'm sorry, we can't keep running. When we need to pick up the pace, my legs are tired and I can't come home right now. Maybe time will heal us. What time will they allow? What time will they allow? Don't sail yourself to shore. You're stronger than you think. When everything seems broken, you dry it from the brink. And so pick yourself up and dust yourself off. Don't worry about the fear. Whenever you try to reach for me, I'll read you loud and clear. So we'll run away. She turned to my face and said, I'm sorry, we can't keep running. When we need to pick up the pace, my legs are tired. I can't come home right now. Maybe time will heal us. What time will they allow? What time? What time?
That is the sound of Stereolite here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That's their first session track for us. It was entitled...
Time.
Time.
Synchronized.
Indeed, and time well spent, I reckon. Very good. So, heard a bit about how you got together and stuff. So, how would you describe Stereolite's sound?
Oh well, we have discussed this long and hard. Cause we all have quite diverse musical tastes. Like,
good.
I'm very into The Killers, Jack White. Tom is massively into The Beatles and Oasis. Josh is into people like Two Door Cinema Club, people like that, and Jess. She is, well, the 1975 is her big one, swooning over Matt Healy. we kind of all try to our best to combine it.
Yeah.
We're not sure how to describe it at the minute, but it seems to be working.
Is it very interesting what we come up with, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of our songs really sound similar to one another.
No.
No bad thing.
Jack White song compared to, like, What Are You Doing It For?
Yeah, exactly.
Go from one that sounds like Coldplay to one of the most bluesiest songs ever.
Yeah. There is one special song where I use slide guitar. that's a fun one for me.
It's one of your favourites, I think.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's a good live one.
Yeah, we don't really know how to describe our sound, really. If we were to do it at a push, you'd probably say... Foo Fighters mixed with The Killers.
Rightio. Would you say that they're the band that kind of join you together?
Well,
or is there one band that you all like?
Well, yeah, I'd say Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. We all have a shared love for. We all love Foo Fighters, and that was kind of a common ground we could agree on. As I said, we've got so many different musical tastes, it's kind of hard not to want to put everything in there. So yeah, I mean, Josh comes up with a lot of bass lines, which are very Two Door Cinema Club, stuff like that. And we do quite try to kind of put guitar bits over it that sound kind of like Foo Fighters and stuff, and so far it seemed to work. So we're happy with it, and yeah.
And so should all of us be. Excellent. Well, on the topic of all these bands you like, hello to Coach Mahaffey's joined us online. Says nothing wrong with 1975.
I personally like the 1975. I wasn't.
It's Tom which doesn't like.
He doesn't like him, and he plays Girls to Me every time he tries to wind me up. So
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Indeed. Lots of people online saying lots of good music came out of the 70s. So yes, good choice with those. But I think you are proof that the 90s and noughties have done quite well for themselves as well. So just that as a bit of a disclaimer. Crashing on the subject of all these bands that you like, let's have a listen to your first musical selection. What track are we going to listen to first?
My one is from my brother's band, who were, I think they got together when they were about 15, and they're called Resin.
Resin. Rightio, that's this track here. Can you tell us anything about Resin?
They're hopefully getting back together soon. They had a lot of fans. They're from Southend-on-Sea. They're quite rock, they're quite heavy, but they sound good.
I'm glad you said that. And now they're going to prove you exactly right.
I
It is the sound of Resin here on Curples on Phoenix FM. The track was entitled Raise the Day, and it was my first musical choice by my guests tonight, Stereolite. And I'm going to say hello to Catherine Lamine. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Who says, shout out to Jess. Jess is the drummer in Stereolite, who was totally amazing at the railway last night with lots of kisses on the end. So yes, you clearly did well, if nothing else last night, Jess. So yes, Jess has informed me about what you looked like last night, Catherine, and good for you, I say.
People could be wondering, what the
hell is going on? I know. People are used to the fact that. Yeah.
What was he on about?
She does have a Facebook page, so if you type in it, look, give her a like, because she'll see around
explained.
In South End.
is it just Catherine Lamine?
Catherine
Lamine. Lamine. Yeah. Okay. And she does give a shout out to everyone else. You all were awesome. So there we go.
Thank you.
Good to know that
you like it now.
Hello also to everyone else who's joined us in the chat room as well. Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana is there. Disneyland Drake as well. Hell's Loves High Stu as well as Jace and Jay, as well as Catherine and also Hutchell, who's in there as well. Lovely to have you all with us. And you can join them by going to the chat room at phoenixfm.com. We do also have an email as well that you can contact us on radio@phoenixfm.com. Right. So now that we've all been spared blushes that may have occurred, you have your instruments. Shall we hear another song?
Yeah. This one is a cover of I See Fire by Ed Sheeran. We love the song, so we thought we'd give it a go.
Seems perfectly good reason to cover a song, I reckon.
Exactly.
Exactly. Take it away. Stereolite here on Phoenix FM.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during suns. Mm-hmm. is to end in fire. We should all burn together whilst the flames climb high into the night, calling out, Father, come as we will, whilst the flames burn or burn on the mountainside. I It is to end it all, that we should all fall together. Glass of wine for the last time, calling out, Father, prepare as we will, watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes across the sky, though I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze. And I hope that you remember me. Oh, should my people fall, then surely I'll do the same. Put close to the flame, calling out, Father, prepare as we will, watch the flames burn or burn on the mountainside. Desolation comes across the sky, though I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze. And I hope that you remember me. Oh, if the night is over, I will cover my eyes. If the darkness falls, my brothers will die. They'll screaming out and crash into this lonely town. I hear my people screaming loud and oh, I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire in the breeze. I see fire, and I see fire, and I see fire, and I see fire, but in the breeze.
I like your outros. Your little tongue-in-cheek. Yes, the rest of it was rather good as well, so have some applause.
Thank you.
Excellent. It's the sound of Stereo Light here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track was entitled
I See Fire by Ed Sheeran.
There we go. That's actually the second consecutive week we've had someone do an Ed Sheeran cover on the show.
Well,
yes.
Beef Festival's coming up, so
clearly. Yes. Yes, clearly he's inspiring a lot of people at the moment, which is good to see. Okay. So we've got a few more people in. Hello to Dan Clark 95. Loving Stereo Light tonight. Wish I was able to have seen you last night. This isn't me trying to rub it in, Dan, but we've also had a message from Danielle Isted saying brilliant performance last night. So
Danielle, I'll see you later.
So yes, because that was of course your first gig at the Railway Hotel in Southend last night. Excellent. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I think the first thing we should clear up is, where does the name Stereo Light come from?
Well, so the name Stereo Light, it was completely by accident. We were originally called the Luthiers, and we decided we didn't like that name. And so we tried our best to come up... Yeah, I came up with it. Brilliant. But
exactly.
So we tried to come up with a new name for about a week, and we just could not. And so in the end, we just started joking around, just kind of throwing random words together, and most of them were terrible. And then I can't remember who it was. Someone's
Josh.
Well, it was Josh. He suddenly
good went, job. He remembers.
He suddenly went Stereolite, and we all laughed at first, but then we kind of really liked it. So and it just stuck. It described us quite well. So yeah, that's how it came about, really.
Excellent. And, well, I think it's safe to say that it has served you well so far, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what musical choice are we going to listen to next?
Well, my one is Last Dinosaurs, Zoom, which I think you should put on because they're quite undiscovered at the moment, and obviously they're signed, they've done their first album, they're releasing their second album soon. They're a really good, like, indie rock band, which I listen to a lot, so I thought I'd give them a shout out.
Right, and now we're all going to discover them as well.
To be just another
we'll be right back.
It is the sound of Last Dinosaurs here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track entitled Zoom, as chosen by my guests tonight here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, Stereolite. So yes, and I'm going to say hi to Dan, Dan Clark, who joined us in the chat room, who really liked that track. I'm also going to give a big shout out to our good buddy Wolverina, who's in there as well. Great to see you in there, Wolves. You can join in the chat room by going to www.phoenixfm.com and clicking where it says Listen Live. And furthermore, we've also had a tweet from Jess's brother. Hello, Paul Collins. Great to have you in with us, and great that you're enjoying the show. So yes, he thinks you're all doing particularly well. Particularly you, Jess.
Thank
so.
You.
It's all seems to be new tonight. Yeah.
Jess. Everyone loves Jess.
I know.
Yes, indeed, and so they should. But they should also be quite nice about the rest of you as well, because you're all pretty good, I reckon. Rightio. So we've talked a bit about your gig at the Railway Hotel last night, your very first show. Do you have more gigs coming up?
Yes, we do. We have one lined up in October at the Chinneries in Southend, which is always fun. And hopefully we'll be booking a few more throughout September. We'll be booking some through September, October Chinneries. And mainly for the next month we'll be writing. So we've got a full set list. We'll just be gigging non-stop, really.
We're hopefully doing like a UK tour next year, really, because we're hoping to release our EP in January. So we're hopefully going to like Reading, Wales, and Brighton and stuff. Just a mini UK tour, really.
6-day tour.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, good luck to you with that.
Thank you.
It'll be fun.
Yes, I like your description there. It'll be fun, yeah. With extra emphasis on the and the un.
Extra emphasis on fun.
Fun.
Excellent, good stuff. Right, let's listen to your next musical choice. What's it going to be?
Roll With It by Oasis.
Rightio. With that, I have to press this. If it works, there we go. And if I press this, this should happen. Well, you know, it worked.
Call me.
is the sound of Oasis and Roll With It, as you probably already guessed, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Stereolite. And we've had a very long, very long debate about Oasis in the studio.
It will always go on,
won't it, Tom?
No.
Yes, even though they split up years ago, we're still going to be arguing about them in many years to come.
Arguing the Noel versus Liam.
Yeah, basically. Well, I think we all know who will win that one.
No. Okay.
Okay. Right. I think we better stop talking about them and focusing on the other thing that you were doing during that song, which is tuning up all your guitars, because you're going to do another track for us now, and it's going to be the track that people listening at home can listen to and get for now, can't they?
They can indeed. SoundCloud and YouTube. We've actually got a video for it.
Even got a video for it.
Type in Stereolite, what are you doing it for? It will be on there.
It was recorded in the studio while I was making it, so it's just full of rant.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, dancing beyond the drum kit.
Actually,
I don't remember that.
I'll just
I'm going to do a quick shout out because the person who actually recorded it, the producer, Reese Broomfield, he's actually in the video.
Yeah.
we might as well give it a shout. He runs a record studio called The Broom Cupboard, and it's great in there, and it was hilarious. He asked not to be in the video, so naturally we put him in. So he appreciated that, I'm sure.
This is how you roll, pretty much, isn't it?
Roll with it.
Quick as well. Right. Well, so tell us about the track, What Are You Doing It For? What inspired it?
It was a happy accident, I suppose, wasn't it? It literally just happened.
It started as a joke, weren't it? You just playing through.
Yeah, I mean, when we first met all together for the first proper time, I just started playing it, like this little chord progression that we had. And all of a sudden, next thing we know, we started jamming along to it, and it just kind of turned into something we all liked, and we thought, you know what, we really like this, we want to sound like this and work on it. So we did, and it's the finished product of that. I'm not actually sure really where the lyrics came from, but they seem to work, because everyone knows that type of person anyway, so. I don't know.
Money. No. Rightio. Well, with all that in mind, take it away. Stereolite here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Across the room, she was intoxicating, her evil smile and auburn hair, but I was tired of waiting. I was flying high, she shot me down, while my mind was way up there. Her words magnetic to the point, just like she don't care. I got these bodies spinning round my head. I do, I do, but another part of me is trying to repress the truth. Off in my soul, and I just can't refuse it. My brain is saying stay away, but I just can't refuse it. I know the kind of girl she is, I know the price I'll pay. Why would I try to hurt myself? I pack my things and walk away. Got these ideas spinning round my head. I do, I do, but another part of me is trying to repress the truth. Oh,
Shepherd. It is the sound of Stereo Light live here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that was their track. What are you doing it for? Where can people get their hands on that track?
YouTube and SoundCloud at the minute. We're hoping to release it on iTunes soon.
Yeah.
But at the minute, it's, as I know, completely free.
Yep.
Listen on SoundCloud, YouTube.
Free download on SoundCloud.
Free download on SoundCloud. So go and grab it if you can.
We're selling it on CD at most gigs now.
We've made CDs now of the single that you can pick up at one of our gigs, and that way you get a proper physical copy of it, which I personally prefer. So yeah, SoundCloud, YouTube, and at one of our gigs is the answer.
Excellent, good stuff. What are the addresses of these places?
We don't know the actual long address, apart from SoundCloud.com, and just type in Stereo.
Yeah.
I think if you go on the Facebook page, you're more likely to find it straight from there, because it's all linked up and everything, so...
If you go on Facebook, it's probably in our description, isn't it? Links to our SoundCloud page, YouTube channel, and as Tom said, that's probably the easiest way to get to that. I completely forgot about that one. So
Facebook.com/StereoLight. So
yeah,
that simple.
Rightio. Yes, so you can go and get yourselves, a copy or file of that, of your very own, and we here at Phoenix FM heartily recommend you doing just that. Okay, excellent. We have time for one more musical choice. What are we going to listen to?
I chose quite a big one. All These Things I've Done by The Killers, because I love that song so much.
That's pretty much your choosing behind everything. I like it.
Put it on.
I like it. Put it on.
James, I like it.
Deep meaning.
Yeah.
All right then. Here we go.
I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Sound of the Killers and all these things that I've done. And if you were watching on cam, you may have seen a certain person trying to lip sync to as many of the words as he could. To be honest, it's quite a well known song. We'd be disappointed if you couldn't.
No, I love that song so much. Can't wait to see him at V.
There you go. And that track by The Killers was the final choice of my studio guests tonight, Stereolite. So, well, I hope this has been as exciting as your first gig last night. Where is the place that people can go to find out more about Stereolite?
Well, you can go to our Facebook at facebook.com/Stereolite, or we've got our own YouTube channel, just go on that as Stereolite as well. Twitter, yeah, /Stereolite Band, I think it is.
Yeah.
And we also have a SoundCloud, which is /Stereolite#1. So that's all.
We'll be making Instagram as well soon, won't we, Jess?
We'll finally get there.
Yeah.
And hopefully Vine. Let's go on Vine as well.
Do it for the Vine.
Also, we've got an email, so you can, if you want to book us, you know, like yeah. in your garden or in your shed or
yeah, that's
anywhere, we don't mind.
The lot.
We'll play anywhere.
the email's stereolite@hotmail.com.
Yeah, it's .com.
Official spelled .com as well, yeah. Where you spell it.
Official is spelled correct, yes.
I thought you spelled it differently.
No, I spelled it the proper way.
It's spelled right. That's the bottom line. It's spelled right.
It's spelled right.
You go to that email address and message us. We'll get it.
If not, well.
There we go, listeners. I hope you feel more enlightened for that. Finally, it does feel like the first time in ages since someone's actually said we have an email address. That's the first time in a long time I think I've heard someone say that. Either way, finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Can I have a shout-out to my friend Amber for helping us out last night, and Boyce for collecting money from the railway. We made quite a lot of money, didn't we? And that's going to be going towards recordings and stuff.
Thank you.
I've already probably kind of shouted out, but to my brother and his wife, Michelle. And that is it.
Oh, give a shout out to Daniel Eistedts for being my roadie yesterday. You know who you are.
I'd like to thank my mum and dad.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hi, mum. And shout out to Reece Broomfield for helping us record our first single. And yeah. And shout out to his band Youth Club. He's in that band. So,
brilliant band.
A shout.
Yeah, cool.
And probably just a shout out to everyone who's been supporting us, coming to our gigs, buying it, like getting all our CDs and everything. Just want to say thank you. And we've only been live for 2 days, so hopefully there's a lot more to come.
We've only been live for 2 days, and it's already brilliant.
Yeah.
So, having it.
So we look forward for things to come.
Right, and I think it's fairly safe to say that we do too. So yes, you can find Stereolite on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and the like, and they have an email address as well, people.
We do.
And of course, next place that people can the next definite place that people can see you live is Chinnery's on October 3rd.
3rd of October, so. Chinnery's. That's the next definite place. As I said, we'll hopefully be booking some in September, but the next definite gig is 3rd of October, Chinnery's.
£3 entry.
Mm-hmm. And there we go. So yes, if all else fails, you can see them there. But all else won't fail. I know that for certain. I think it's fairly safe to say that the future very much starts here. Because let's face it, it started effectively yesterday, didn't it? The future starts here. Stereolite. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.